Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome back to Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm your host, Black Trey, joined by Jason Madison, as always, and Big Jerv. Amin is somewhere in an airport getting harassed by Miami fans. But again, we have a wonderful show for you. Me and Jerv talk about our Boston escapade and how he's a real one. Jason breaks down the Drake album. We also talk about Amin actually chimes in for the Georgia Tech game, and also we discuss the fandom and super fans, and when you choose your team out of location or out of necessity. And let's start the show. Jerv, you really my nigga too, by the way, because remember when we got the police called on us in Cambridge?
Oh yeah.
We were smoking weed.
What'd you do, smoking? Where?
We were first of all, it's legal in Boston, but we got profiled. Me and Jerv
were smoking weed. It's legal in Boston?
Yeah. We were smoking weed on a balcony in 2019, bro, in Cambridge.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we was there for MIT shit, and we did a live show.
Right.
So me and Jerv, we just smoking. We ended up walking, just walking the city, just smoking, whatever. Mm-hmm. Airbnb, nigga, just did not like it. It's like did not like us at all, bro. Mm-hmm. We actually had brought some shorties back to the crib at that time.
Yeah.
And I was already kind of like off it. I really wasn't even rolling at all. Like
For the record, we don't have to name everyone, but Trey and I had no idea. Like Trey and I went back to the crib on some, hey, we did it. The show was dope. We mingled. We said what's up to, you know what I mean, to the listeners. Like we had a dope time. We chilled. We smoked with some of the listeners. I did. I don't know if Trey did. Smoked with some of the listeners. And then we went home. We went home. Like niggas was literally on some perfect shit. And then we got back. And then all of a sudden it was just
shit just turned up. And niggas showed up with the work. I'm like, whoa. This is a place where I lay my head. Hold on.
So wait, niggas was literally just about to go to bed.
Yeah. Right. So how did y'all get the you know what I'm saying? Get nabbed, get 12 involved.
So basically. Those who should not be named.
You want Bossa Nova so you can say the names for Jay? Or no,
just bleep the name. Bleep the name.
I got you.
You ready?
Yep.
So brought the hose back, right? And we there, and I'm like, oh, okay, you know what I'm saying? Because we all got our own respectable rooms and shit. And I'm like, all right, whatever. So then I put out games. bro, it wasn't even 45 minutes. It wasn't 45 minutes, bro. We playing the game. Chicks is rolling, like OD rolling, like rolling, yeah. rolling to a point where I'm like, hey, Jerv, I want to go to sleep, bro. Like, I'm cool. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the Airbnb nigga, he didn't tell us he was staying in the building.
Nope.
He didn't tell us. This nigga popped up, bro. We looked.
So
and
wait,
he was
wait.
There.
So wait, y'all was in like a duplex or some shit?
I don't know what we was in, bro.
It would be like, it would be like, imagine.
Almost like a brownstone, kind of.
But it was connected. Yeah. So like it was like he I think he actually was next door.
The next one.
Oh no, there was down. No, it was downstairs because we had.
But it was
we
like a,
upstairs.
No, but it was a door that looked like a closet, and that nigga was in there.
like on some real shit. Like it was like you. I thought it was like maybe like a storefront type shit. Like maybe.
Yeah.
Yo. So we playing the game. We kind of we minor loud. We ain't loud. We playing the game. Loud, and shit. Bro. I look to the right, I'm like, who the white man? You know what I'm saying?
Just standing there, dog.
Bro, he's standing there, arms crossed. I'm like, all right, like, what's up, dog? You want to play? So I'm like, I'm thinking, bro, like one of the listeners of the pod, bro. So I'm like, all right, come on, bro. He like, everybody got to leave now before I call the cops. So niggas like, so me and Jerv like, it's good, bro. Like, we're straight. Like, you know what I mean? Whatever. So niggas like, all right, y'all got to go. Clean it out, cool. Bruh just waiting. Like he's somebody dad. So niggas is still chilling. So he go down. He cool, whatever. I'm like, bruh, stay in here. He stay in here. These are the people that's on the thing. He's like, all right. He called the police anyway. But in the most Boston fashion, that shit is a paddy wagon that show up. I'm like, what? And me and Jerv on the balcony, it's snowing like a motherfucker. We blowing like just, you know what I mean? Like, this is a crazy ass night. You know what I mean? We kind of tripping. These motherfuckers come upstairs and everything. I'm like, bro, what, nigga? So we had to explain, like, bro, we wasn't doing nothing. We were playing the game. I don't know why, bro, called. You know what I mean? What y'all want us to do? Y'all want us to leave?
Yeah.
I'm like, there's nobody else we hide in. None of that other shit. We just chilling. Yeah. This shit legal, by the way, too.
So what was his complaint to the cops?
He just said it was too many people in the crib.
And that come for that?
Damn, if like on some real shit. If I gave
Karen,
you like
it was some Karen shit.
Like you like a realistic number of people that was in the crib, my G.
Like eight.
It was like, yeah, yo, 12, here go, right?
Here go eight tops eight.
Yeah. That's a hot guess. Cause it might have been six.
It
just
might have
be
been
honest.
Six or seven, yeah. That's
but like anywhere between 6 to 8 people in the crib, bro. And when I say, like, just to put it in perspective, it wasn't like niggas was just having a good time. It wasn't like it was the turn up, right? Like, because I know people can hear and be like, oh shit, well, you know, y'all probably was like, no, it literally
no music.
Was, niggas was no music. It was just niggas smoking and playing a game and playing a game and niggas was just.
Niggas
laughing.
Playing Uno. But niggas playing that, Uno, bro.
No, he was in that closet, like listening to the door, like
bro. Oh, Jay, I don't
too good of
Jay,
a time.
Jay,
them niggas
is
having too
on.
Good of a time.
Jay, it was 12:30.
Yeah.
But you know how you like the horror movie where the camera go?
Yeah.
It was like, bro, to see a random white man just popped up. Like, I was like, nigga,
yo, look, and I already had my thoughts on Boston. Like, let it, you know what I mean? Like, I was already feeling like I was behind enemy lines.
It was like, Parasite. Y'all seen that movie Parasite when a nigga's living down in the basement?
But also, I think you know what happened? That's what happened. I remember now. Bleep the name. Fucking was on this nigga ass.
Pause.
He was telling a nigga like, fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying?
I can
like,
see
man,
that.
You can.
Look. So, all right, look. I'm gonna bleep this name too. Hold on. So it was the one we've already said.
Yeah.
And
okay. Yeah.
He, the second name I said, he was chilling, right? Yeah. He was chilling. Like, he was like, but the one he just said, nah. Like, now that he's not trying to get around me, like,
he kind of blacked out on
the boy. He gave the energy that needed to be given for boy to be like, got you.
Yeah.
That nigga escalated quickly, boy. It was like, and me and Jerry were like super uncomfortable because we know where we at. We just know like the consequences that could potentially happen. Like we we way out of bounds, nigga. We like we smoking for one.
Right.
We got niggas, more people than we probably didn't have. You know what I mean?
In the spot. Yeah. But that's like, low-key where Airbnb started to get whacked, man. Like, I mean, I think it happened on both sides where it was like the owners and shit was being too strict. Obviously, everybody.
My nigga, like, why can't you mean that I can't have fun? Like, here's the thing, bro. You got this, not the art crib. I'm sorry, Jamie, to cut you off, but like you got this fly ass crib that you put on the market. Let's say your crib got the pool that you like, my nigga, I'm a 28-year-old man that's renting this room. You don't think I'm trying to turn the fuck up at this shit?
In the simplest way possible. Like, you think I'm just coming home with my one chick? We went on a steakhouse date? Like,
I'm going to play some motherfucking music. We're going to get the laughing. We're going to get some drinks. We're going to smoke. And we're going to have a good time. My nigga, I didn't rent this shit to be a prude and be like, oh, I've always wanted to put my feet up in this type of establishment. No, nigga.
He thought he was going to have one glass of wine sitting on the coaster. You know what I'm saying? Like watching Netflix as you like slowly drifted to sleep on the couch. Like,
anywho, Jerry, you my nigga for that for sure, bro. I remember, that was a funny ass time.
Hey, dog. Hey, I was standing tall, dog. I mean,
you was no ass nigga. I was like, bro, we might go to jail tonight, bro. I just looked at that nigga like, fuck it. you know what I'm saying?
Like we ain't do nothing. You know what I mean? Like,
But yeah, that made me feel a little. Shout out to the Middle East, but I really wasn't rocking with Boston, bro, at that particular time.
The Middle East—that's a way to call it.
Yeah, that was
the venue. That was the venue.
They're called Boston. The Middle East is crazy.
Nah. The venue was called the Middle East. Nah, hell nah. Hey, no disrespect.
Jason, just to let it be known, bro. You know, I was definitely in Boston with repping my colors too. I didn't come out Boston on no sucker shit, bro. Yeah, I was right on that stage with my motherfucking Sixers gear on. Like, I don't care, yo. Let it be known. I just, you know.
Yeah, it was a funny time. I had the Lenny Cook jersey and then practice jersey, and then I had the Kyrie suck my dick shirt. That was wild. We was wilding in Boston. I know that.
Yeah, Boston was a wild time.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain.
You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, that Mason Cam shit where that nigga Cam was Mace was acting like Daryl Morey.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I'm just saying that too.
Mace is underrated funny.
Underrated funny.
He underrated funny. Birdman too. Birdman too. I'm slowly finding out Birdman.
Yo, I'm not enjoying this Birdman. Yo, okay,
let me ask y'all this. So like this is let me make it clear. I am 100% aware that everything Drewski does is a skit, right?
Yeah.
But that does not mean that every single time he does a skit, said person may not get mad, right? Like that part's not the guarantee. So, this is 100% like the skit, right? Like this.
I think stunner part of the
100%.
Because I was uncomfortable at first. I was like, I'm not gonna lie. I was uncomfortable at first because
I like that you giving Birdman that much credit.
Right. Exactly.
I like that though. I like that. I like that you still giving Birdman. I like that you still giving Birdman the boogeyman status.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Exactly. It's a lot of niggas losing they. That's another thing I talked about to somebody. I said, bro, it's a lot of niggas that used to be the boogeyman losing their status now because of the internet. Like,
but
it kind of is.
That's part of kind of what it is, right? And like the joke is that since Put Some Respect on My Name, like kind of became a joke. He's now playing into it because when he did that, he was dead serious when he came up to Charlamagne. But now he realized like that was funny and people actually like him for that and like that.
Bro, he was at ESPN 3 days later. I literally saw this nigga 3 days later at ESPN and his whole squad had Put Some Respect on My Name t-shirts. So at that point in time, I will admit, I was like, oh, okay, I get it. Here you go. This is our self-promotion. We're out here. Cool. But the boogeyman aspect of it, I'm not saying the boogeyman aspect of him, but like, maybe it's me being, I guess, an old head now to a degree. Mm. And like, you know, I just come up from this era where like, if niggas was supposedly this, I always give them the credit.
That's what they are. Yeah.
That like, yo, no matter what they do, they always have this in them. So like, niggas
I just don't think a lot of them niggas just not dummies. They make too much money. Right, you know what I mean?
That's the point.
I gotta factor in niggas' ages too, because I can't. They're not
like
my
Kanye made a big point, right? He was like, "Nigga, I'm beefing with Drake and blah blah blah." Like, nigga, we make so much people money. Like, you think we really gonna harm each other? And it's like, that nigga's kidding. No. You know what I'm saying? The worst person got the best bar off.
Right, and a lot of people like used to get scared by people having crazy tattoos and shit too. Like Birdman got tats on his head and his face and all this. But it's like now you see the weird 17-year-old is super tatted. So like that illusion kind of went away like a long time ago of what like mystified niggas and made
that
niggas.
That nigga's a half a billionaire. He is not about to do nothing.
That nigga ain't doing shit, bro.
That nigga not about to do nothing.
Okay. Right. With that being said, then this shit's fucking hilarious then.
I was no longer uncomfortable. Yeah, speaking of wrestling.
Are the people tired of Drake, Jason?
No, I think.
Okay.
Judging by the amount of discourse and conversation on him, I think they're far from it. Nothing could be further from the truth. People are actually more engaged and entertained with him than they've been in a minute. So I think he's doing his job, you know, just the same way Taylor Swift is doing her job. Like, niggas is locked in and entertaining the masses, you know.
Whoever wants this product, you get it. That's where it's at. But it's a 1% of Twitter, not even 1%, probably 0.5, right? And they're not, they didn't enjoy this part, right? You look and you get these mixed views, which is like, this album hasn't even freshly been out 72 hours, if that, right? And you got to think about it in a certain situation of like, first of all, I've listened to the album probably 5 times and it's growing on me even more, right? Every time I play it, I'm like, I get it, bro. I get it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm also not comparing the standards of a Drake album to something I like used to argue all the time. Like, this is the best rap albums 10 years ago. I'm just looking at it. Is it fun? Do the women like it? And does it have enough replay value for me to actually go back and listen to it? Now, 23 songs is a lot, but I enjoyed it. Like, I'm like, it's cool. Now, I do understand where the discourse of it, right? Him dissing a Rihanna. Him dissing, I can't even think of her name right now. Esperanza Spalding. Right? Him dissing Esperanza, right? Shouts to her. She's a musician, rightfully so, earned her shit. You know what I mean? And I get it, right? And then I had a homie. He was like, yo, this is kind of crazy with the violence and misogyny. So I'm like, ain't that rap?
Ain't that rap?
Right.
I think because he's a singer too, and he does things in a singy way sometimes. Like, people confuse it and act like it's not the same thing as Ice Cube, but it is. You know what I'm saying? Like,
because like Tupac used to be like, fuck Dolores Tucker. You know what I mean? Like,
no, niggas go in and say reckless, crazy shit on
and
rap
say
songs.
Shit that's all the time.
That's what they do. It's very much part of the genre.
In the words of Jerv Big Homie, it's only entertainment, right?
Exactly.
And you have to dial back, right? Again, I think it's just hilarious when Drake is rapping about violence. I think it's hilarious when Drake is rapping about, like, you know, misogyny, right? Because on one track, he's like whining and dying. He's like, yeah, I'm a trick. Yeah, I'll do this. Yeah, I'm going to do this. And then
the biggest trick was one of the craziest bars.
That was the craziest bar. Hey,
man, I'm not mad at him. Keep it real.
No, he kept it funky.
But that's the thing. It's all played up, right, into this. Mm-hmm. So the discourse of, like, the same people I'm seeing saying, oh, I don't like this shit, or blah, blah, blah.
His name to Mr. Big Apple.
You late, bro. You hella late. You called me that. It's my name for the day, Mr. Big Apple, right? So I just think that it's like, I don't want to say it's fake outrage, but it's a lot of pandering to a point where it's like, you don't have to listen to this nigga, but you're going to understand at some point the nigga's still going to sell. Because whether you the target, it's like loving Jordans, right? You say, I don't really fuck with that color. And you like, all right, that's cool. You don't fuck with that color or whatever. But at the end of the day, Jordan's still gonna sell, cause you're not the ideal target audience. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, but that Bad Bunny song already being great. Anytime I go outside, that shit been going up, and that is the end. For Jason Madison, for John Gervais, aka Big Jerv, for Amin briefly. I'm your host, Black Trey, and this has been an episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker.